The Girls Who Went to War by Duncan Barrett and Nuala Calvi.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Preface. In the summer of 1940, Britain stood alone against Germany. One by one, the other Allied nations, France, Belgium, Holland, Norway, Denmark, and Poland, had all surrendered, and America and the Soviet Union were yet to join the war. But for all the brave talk of fighting the enemy on the beaches, the country was outgunned and outmanned as well. The British Army stood at just over 1.5 million men, while the Germans had three times that many, plus a population almost twice the size of Britain's from which to draw new waves of soldiers. Clearly, in the fight against Hitler, manpower alone wasn't going to be enough. During the First World War, all three branches of the British military had formed a female auxiliary service, but the new organisations had been mothballed soon after hostilities came to a close. In the build-up to a second global conflict, they were hastily recalled to life, and it was now that the women's forces really came into their own. Initially, both the Army and the RAF were supported by the Auxiliary Territorial Service, or ATS. But 2 months before Britain declared war on Germany in 1939, the Women's Auxiliary Air Force, WAF, split off and became a separate organisation. Fulfilling an equivalent role in relation to the Navy was the...